Easing you into the week, it is Monday today, so we're going to take our foot off the gas a little bit with the hard news stories and entertain you just a little bit this afternoon, talking about World Theatre Day, and that's today, World Theatre Day, and we started the show talking about theatre productions, and you know, we don't have a Hollywood in South Africa, but we have a very vibrant South African entertainment scene where we have those who teach drama, we have those who succeed with drama, you'll see them in Generation and other local productions as well. But very often, a youngster will come along and will maybe say, "Mom, Dad, I want to go into acting. I want to go into drama." And the first thing a parent will say, "You're not going to make any money whatsoever." But a child's dream is a child's dream. So what we thought we would do is take a closer look at the world of drama and acting. We're also talking about some of the great productions that we've seen. A few WhatsApps have come through. One person says The Phantom of the Opera. That was a great production. We were talking about We Will Rock You or The Blue Man Group. But perhaps you've got one that we haven't mentioned yet. We'd like to hear from you. So do leave us a WhatsApp voice note, 072-702-1702, and tell us why you liked that production. On the line is the principal of the Helen O'Grady Drama Academy, Joburg Northwest Branch. It's a Kerry Chapman. Hi, Kerry. Good afternoon. Welcome to 702.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you on. All right. Tell us now, if a child comes and says, "I want to go into drama," what happens next?
Depends on the age, actually, and depends on the child. So we've got kids that come to us from 3 years old all the way up to 18, and we just like to expose them to drama and what we're all about. Obviously, they see acting on movies, and they see the things that they see on TV and online, but drama is very different. There's a whole lot of techniques they need to learn and speech, so they come to classes, and we start developing their speech skills and opening up their imaginations. And through a drama class, we explore all different avenues of drama to see if they really want to do it or not, because it takes a lot of hard work.
It certainly does. All right. So a child decides, perhaps even, let's go ahead a little bit, at the age of 18, I want to get into acting. I want to go off to Hollywood. I want to follow my dream. I would think, though, that, Kerry, you would say you don't have to go to Hollywood. There's a great sort of space in South Africa for you to do your acting.
Yeah, absolutely. So in the drama world, we always say that you have to practice your craft. So it's not all about the fame and the Hollywood. It's about the love of performance and the love of creativity and the love of telling a story. So practice your craft in the class. You can go and study drama at a university. And from there, you're going to get exposure to being on stage. You want to be on stage as much as possible, or into films if that's the avenue you want to go. And study and learn and explore your imagination and practice at your craft, basically.
In fact, we were talking about We Will Rock You, and I went backstage and I spoke to the people there. And one of the people, I think she was involved in doing the costume, and she said, "You know what, Ray, a lot of people don't understand this or know this, that the entire cast here are South African." And it just goes to show that we have what it takes to have this world-class production produced by South Africans. Kerry, when it comes to young people, is there enough work for them?
There's a lack of work, I think. I think there's not enough. We're trying to grow the industry, but I personally don't think there's enough work, especially over COVID. I think a lot of actors and theatre practitioners battled to find work because obviously theatre is live performance, but it seems to be opening up. So I just went and watched Alice in Wonderland at Monte Cassino, and things are opening up for lots of new youngsters, and that's what we're striving for. We're striving to create a really vibrant theatre culture in South Africa so that they can be hired and you know, they can just love what they do and be paid for it as well.
You see, that's the interesting thing as well. If you say that perhaps there isn't enough work for people, but varsities, WITS and other varsities, they have these vibrant programs. Do you perhaps see that our acting world is going to grow and grow and grow, and we'll see more local productions? We don't have to see Tom Cruise in Hollywood. We have to see Mvangeli in Generations.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's quite exciting, and lots of doors are opening up to our youngsters, and we've got such talent in South Africa, but also the writers and the directors and producers, you know, they're the ones that create the space for the actors to perform. So, yeah, I really think that we've Vitz's department, drama department, is just incredible. And I've got a couple of teachers that teach for me now on a part-time basis while they're trying to get work in the drama world. And they are just super talented, and it's exciting.
Yeah, it is very exciting. That's the big thing as well. Well, we have a new arts and culture minister, sports arts and culture minister. So hopefully from government, we're going to see a little bit more poured into this. When it comes down to a youngster coming to you, what are some of the first lessons that you teach?
Well, when they're very little, we want to develop their confidence and skills in verbal communications. So we teach them the basic skills of how to articulate and project their voices. And then we also just want that self-belief that, wow, I can be silly and people can laugh at me, but it's great fun to do that. And it doesn't matter if I look a fool, I'm being creative. So we just try and get them to believe in themselves. And then we teach them, while we're having fun, we're teaching them the techniques to face an audience, speak nice and loud, how to use the mouth and the tongue and the teeth. So we teach all those basic skills to start with.
Which is great for public speaking, because perhaps one day you'll have a CEO who goes through your acting class, and that same CEO then needs to address Prime Media Broadcasting. You never know. And there you go. And you have these skills coming out.
I certainly hope so. So I have a story of a student who started with me in 2008, and he refused to do drama because his mom forced him for 4 years. And now he's 23 and he's super successful. And I bumped into him and he said drama changed his entire life. He went from shy to a complete public speaker. So, yeah, I really believe in drama and the benefits of it.
That's amazing. That really is amazing. But I also suppose, apart from that student, you've seen a few who have come through the ranks and you thought, wow, the talent that that one little person has. Take us through some of the people you've nurtured and where they've gone.
Well, I've got a teen in my Rand Park class, and he's actually a beatboxer. He's incredible.
Yeah.
But when he started with me, he started during COVID. And our teenagers actually, our numbers went up during COVID because they needed an outlet, a creative outlet, to do drama over Zoom. And then he started with us over Zoom. And then when I met him with a mask, and then his mask came off, and he's just the most incredible performer, but he battled with his confidence. So he's not there yet, but I think he's going to go places because his accents are just incredible and he's developing his confidence so that he is brave enough to show the talent that he actually has. He's just developing that self-belief so that he can just step out and really just go for the auditions and also deal with rejection, because you do get rejected in the industry. So, yeah, there's so many stories that I have. I could be here forever.
It's interesting you talk about rejection, because it happens. You are rejected in your love life. You're rejected in your professional life. What advice do you have for youngsters who have been knocked down and they're just not kind of feeling, they're saying to themselves, is this really for me?
Yeah, it's tough, because when I was studying drama, the rejection is what got me down, and I've had to slowly build my confidence up. But I think what I discovered was the love and the passion for something that you're doing. So stop focusing on what the outcome is. Focus on the process. And it's a process of going to auditions and being rejected. And if you focus on that and you focus on your craft, I think the rejection takes a sidestep and you just focus on what you're passionate about. And if they love what they're doing, it doesn't matter what anybody else says to them. Just focus on what brings you passion and joy. And that would be my advice.
Yeah. Is acting difficult? Is it really difficult? I mean, I couldn't imagine myself playing another part apart from the role that I do play every single day, because that's me. Is it quite difficult?
Well, if you think about theatre acting, the amount of lines these actors have to learn, and then they have to be able to perform the lines in a meaningful way. Then they have to also remember, where do I go when? On which line do I say this? And then what's happening backstage? It's a lot that's going on. So So it takes a lot of effort. And some people are just natural at it, but it takes you working at your craft constantly to be really good at it. And then if you throw accents into the mix, that's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, that's another world, I'm afraid. Another world. Wow.
But if you enjoy it and you're an actor that enjoys it, I don't think you find it difficult. Yeah. I think you find it quite fulfilling.
Oh, it's so interesting. Principal of the Helen O'Grady Drama Academy, the Joburg Northwest branch, Kerry Chapman. Thank you so much for coming on to 702.